In Parshas Vayigash, after Yosef finally reveals himself to his brothers and insists that Yaakov Avinu and the rest of the Mishpacha comes down to live in Mitzrayim, we know that Yaakov Avinu is getting ready to go, and he stops off very quickly in Be'er Sheva. And he offers korbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that very moment. And there's a lot to be said about why he offers korbanos, the significance about the korbanos, why Be'er Sheva in particular. But I want to focus on something very interesting that the Torah tells us. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Yaakov, you know, in the middle of the night, Vayomer Yaakov, Yaakov, Vayomer Hinein, and he says, I'm here, and he tells him, don't be afraid to go down to Mitzrayim, I'm going to be with you, things are going to be okay. And the Meshech Chachma picks up on the fact that there's something unique about the interactions with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yaakov Avinu. That Yaakov Avinu is unique in the fact that when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Torah records an interaction and the vua that he receives, it happens many times when? In the middle of the night. Over here, it's in the middle of the night, and also in Parshas Vayetze, we know that he has a dream of the Sulam in that situation as well. It's in the middle of the night. You don't see this by the other Avos. What is the significance of Yaakov Avinu receiving this dream in the middle of the night? Question number one. Question number two. The Medrash explains that we know that Avraminu planted special trees in Be'er Sheva that were eventually going to be used for the construction of the Mishkan, the Arazim. And at that very moment, Yaakov decides to take those trees with him down to Mitzrayim as he's heading down there that will eventually be used for the Mishkan. The question is why do you feel it's necessary at that moment to make that stop? It was very unclear whether Yaakov is going to be staying down there permanently or not. It's possible that his motivation was just to go down in order to wait out the famine and then return to Eretz Yisrael. It's no clear indication in the Pesukim that was definitely going to be the beginning of the Rishmei Sermon is going to last for as long as it did. So why did he feel it necessary to take down those trees with him? And the Meshech Chachma and also the Emes Yaakov both basically say a very similar idea, which is very powerful and beautiful and helpful, not just in terms of understanding these Midrashim and the Psukim, but also with our own Avodas Hashem. The Meshech Chachma explains that the significance of the dreams in the middle of the night, rather than the dreams in the Vu in the middle of the night, is because what HaKadosh Baruch was telling Yaakov Avinu, that it wasn't just random that it was in the middle of the night that he received this Nevuah, both in Vayetze and also in this week's Parsha, but it was right before Yaakov Avinu was about to go into Chutz La'aretz. It was right before he was about to leave Eretz Yisrael. Leave the special Hashkacha Pratis, the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. He was missing and lacking that. And what is the Kadosh Baruch Hu telling you? Don't worry. Even in the middle of the night, even in the middle of Gullus, even in a moment where you feel very far from Kedusha, feel far from the Makomos HaKedoshim, nevertheless, I will be with you. Even in the middle of Gullus. And being in Lavan's household was certainly a form of Gullus, and obviously going down to Mitzrayim was going to be a form of Gullus. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't be fearful about the confusion, don't be fearful about the middle of the night, I am going to be with you no matter what. I will go down with you in the middle of the night, the Gullus. And says, the Meshech Chachma that explains why Yaakov Avinu was misaking, which Tefillah? Mariv, it was Mariv that he was besakin, the tefillah which is designated for night, that even at those moments you can be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does that work? The Gemara Maseches Brachos tells us that a person can only have nevuah in Eretz Yisrael, and if they leave Eretz Yisrael, they can have it if they still see Eretz Yisrael. Meshech Chachma sees from there is a metaphorical idea that what you need to be connected to Eretz Yisrael in order to continue having the Kiddusha, the Nevuah of Eretz Yisrael, to have that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says to Meshech Chachma, what is the pshat with the tefillah of Mariv? Mariv, we know, is kineged, which part of the korbanos? When we say tefillah, is kineged korbanos. So you have a shachar, which is kineged the tamet shal shachar, and you have mincha, kineged the tamet shal ben arabayim, and you have Mariv, which is the kineged haktaras emurim, which is the burning of the limbs of the korbanos on the mizbeach. The halacha is that you could be makdir, you could burn the limbs in the mizbeach all night long. But that's only true if you do what? The beginning of the korban, the avodas adam, the zrikas adam, when? During the day. That if during the day you're in, the day representing Eretz Yisrael, Kedusha, if you have that, if you have that connection, then even in the middle of the night you could have Maariv. Even in the middle of the night you could have the Kedusha of Haftaras Emurim. And that's the tefillah of Maariv that Yaakov was talking about, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him in the middle of the night. So too, when it comes to these trees that Avraham planted, says Emes Yaakov, that's why he brought it down, because Yaakov was fearful that what was going to happen was assimilation. What was going to happen was that his children were going to be completely lost throughout Mitzrayim during the long galus, and therefore, what does he do in order to ensure that they don't? He brings something with him from Eretz Yisrael to say, you know what? One day we're going to build this Mishkan. One day we're going to return and be Mekayim Vasuli Mikdash Veshachanti Vesachav. That's just a temporary one in the Mishkan, but one that will go past Shiloh all the way to Yerushalayim will be a real base on Mikdash. So he took something with him that was planted by Avraham Avinu in order so that his children would remember and be reminded constantly that we're going to be returning back. The Gemara Maseches Megillah tells us that Avraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is going to happen? How will my children, how will Am Yisrael be saved from sin? And the Gemara tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, B'schus HaKorbanos. And then Avraham Avinu says, well, okay, that's good when the Beis HaMikdash is around, but when there's no Beis HaMikdash, how are they going to be saved? If they're able to say the Korbanos. The simple understanding of that Gemara is similar to what we learned before, Mishalva Parvus of Hasenu, like we say when it comes to the Avodas Yom Kippurim and etc. That like when you say the Korbanos over, so then, you know, it's as if you're being makrib the Korbanos. Similar to, by the way, you know, Astam Agav, halakhically, the people are very nervous about saying Pitum HaKetores, because if you know that if you're Chasar Achas Misimena Chai Misa, that if you leave out one of the ingredients, you're Chai Misa, and it could be that even if I say it and I leave it out, then I'm going to be Chai Misa. I mean, we don't pass them that way. But that's a part of the concern. Therefore, that's why people certainly are nervous about it. Because there's an idea of HaKravas Korbanos even when we say it. However, says the Emes Yaakov beautifully, no, there's Amkus to it, which is slightly different. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells back Avraham Avinu that when there's no Beis HaMikdash, how can we still not sin? The answer is that if they say the Korbanos, why? How does that work? Because that means if we're going to be saying Parshas of Korbanos, that we're looking forward and connected to the Beis HaMikdash that eventually we want to return to. It's the same thing as taking the trees with us down to Mitzrayim that we will eventually build the Beis HaMikdash. And when we say over the Korbanos, it's not just a kiyum and saying the Korbanos as if we were a makir of them, but it means that we're connected to something we're hopefully going to be returning to the Beis HaMikdash. I believe the Chafetz Chaim, one of the reasons why he started the Kol Kachim, is because he thought it was a kiyum and sipis of the Yeshua. He thought it was a kiyum and looking forward to the Geula. And that's very similar to what Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is saying in this piece. And I think for all of us, whenever we leave the Beis HaMikdash, whether it's for a quick Shabbos, or whether, you know, it's for a longer extended period of time, if you want to ensure that we're able to maintain the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, whether it's or the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, we need to go back to Chutz Laretz for whatever amount of time it may be, it's important for us to take something with us, to make us feel connected to that area, to make us feel connected to that Kedusha. And if we do so, then we'll know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with us, even in the dark galus, even in the middle of the night. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. Yeah.